Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
All right. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And we are the hosts of Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are talking about episode 25 of Teresa.
Also, for this episode specifically, Carmen's ass did not take any notes. So it's going to be a lot of me talking.
Yeah, but I'll be interrupting you.
Oh, well yeah. But it's not going to be the same as when you take notes as well.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I got distracted watching the Cecil Hotel thing.
I finished it. And I agree that when you said that it was like a lot of the stuff were so far-fetched.
Yeah, yeah. And that was like in the third episode. And I still have the last one to watch.
Oh, so. You do? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was just like, really? The movie? And what was the other thing?
The TV.
Oh, the TV. Yeah.
Yeah. That was really
like, really, people? You sleuths really? Are taking it too far.
And that poor guy whose career was ruined.
Yeah. I'm going to find out more about that. But. I mean, that's just horrible. Yeah.
And he wasn't even there at the same time. That's the worst part. He was there a whole year before.
That's so
And
dumb.
He had proof that he was in Mexico.
Oh, my
and
God.
Still, they insisted. And yeah, and his, I don't know if it's in the third episode or the fourth episode, but he's like, I haven't been able to sing again.
Wow. All he wanted to do was rock out and they didn't let him.
Right? Like, it goes to show sometimes it's okay to accept that you're not a criminal investigation person and just back off.
Yeah. But you know what? I guess in all fairness, back then they didn't have that game. What is it called? Hunt to Kill or something like that. Where you can pretend to be a detective.
Yeah.
So people have to pretend for real. And it leads to real consequences for real people.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say at the expense of others.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like in the other one, in the Don't Fuck with Cats.
Yeah.
How didn't that person die by suicide or no?
Yes.
The one the they wrongly accused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the Facebook group. Yeah.
Like wild. Okay. So.
Yeah. Let's talk about Teresa now.
Right. I'm not going to ask you for a summary because I have one today.
I know. And it's really good.
The one thing I prepared. For this episode. So, in this episode, Teresa continues to be her normal self and manipulate everybody and anybody around her, but she also gets a lovely surprise from an amazing friend.
Excellent summary. Okay, thanks. So the episode, it starts off with Mariano and Teresa fighting, where Teresa had told him...
Tells him that she... that he's not never going to get rich enough, like quickly enough for them to get out of there, out of the neighborhood, or specifically to get her out of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Out of la vecindad. And he's like, is that all you care about? And then I was rooting for their breakup here.
And it's like not even a thing. It's not even the fight was so short and
she turns it around quickly, like, because she's like, oh, no, that's not what I meant at all. I just wasn't thinking straight. You know, I just meant that I really want you to be a doctor already. And he's like, oh, just be patient, please. And she's like, I have been patient. And it's like, really? Where? How?
How? Yeah. How?
When?
And then she's like, profe offered me a wage, but I declined it. But if you take too long to finish school, I might accept. And that's like, bitch, school is going to take as long as it's going to take.
Yeah, like she knows how long it takes to become a doctor. She should know.
Right.
And I thought this was going to be like a worse fight. Like I thought he was going to react worse. And then he's just like, oh no, you don't have to do that. If you need money, I'll give it to you. And it's like, seriously, please break up. Like I'm over please. It.
Then after that, we go to Aida and Paulo. And I'm like, oh, seriously, they're still together. Because I thought last episode, when he's all shooketh and scared that she's like, I want to get married. I thought they were going to break up.
Yeah. But no. But they didn't. They never said it. Yeah.
Yeah. So then they're just, you see them at school, and then Aida walks away from Paulo and runs into Teresa. And of course, she can't just leave Teresa alone.
Yeah.
So she walks up to her and she's like, where'd you get those earrings at the flea market? First of all, that is where we got all our hoop earrings.
Do you remember that one spot in Pulga Aquí Modesto? They had like just hella accessories. And then I forgot how many accessories you could get. Like for, I don't know. I don't even think it was $5. I think it was less, but maybe it was $5. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like pick, I don't know, five for
something like that. Yeah. And I was like, this is my shit.
Yeah. Five for 15 or something like that. Like it was.
No, it was less than 15. Yeah. I'm telling you, it was like $5.
Oh, like how many for $5? Like,
oh, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that. It was like bracelet, earrings, necklaces. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
I miss the flea market. There's no good ones up here.
Oh, I go every once in a while. I just live so far from it now.
Yeah, yeah. We used to live right by it. Sometimes we would just go to like listen to the music
or watch people dance. Yes, yeah. That was my favorite thing. I mean,
and the churros. It was.
Oh yeah,
I loved going.
Raspados.
Yeah, like it would be like Saturday or Sunday, and then us and mommy would be like, "Who got today?" And we would go. We would have
Do you remember? It wasn't even that. It wasn't that sweet. Pulga today. It was like, you're gonna be up at 7 a.m. and if you're not up by 7 a.m., I'm leaving without you, because she hated going when it was crowded. Remember?
Oh yeah, you're right. It was like right now. I'm like reminiscing. Like it was like a experience, but she was like rushing.
Get up, wake up. If you're not at that door by whatever time, you're not going. And be like, no, but I want tacos.
Yeah, you wanted to go because the food was amazing there. I remember there was like a specific thing I loved getting, and it wasn't sopes. What's the thing that's similar? Gorditas. The gorditas there were bomb.com. It was like gordita raspado churro day, and it was also cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, and then plus there was this one spot where the lady had clothes from the mall, but like for less. She had like Forever 21, Charlotte Russe. And to some people, that's already cheap clothes. But when you're poor, you get it at the flea market.
Yes. So screw Aida and her shit talking.
Yeah.
The flea market.
And her classist ass. Also, like, I knew the earrings were going to come into play later
on. She focuses them on them too much.
And Teresa doesn't even say anything. But she knows she's going to get back at her.
Yeah. Because Aida grabs her earrings. She's like, where are these from? The flea market? And she like grabs the earrings and like gets really close to Teresa. And I'm like, why are you? Nobody wants you that close to them. Like,
she has like real boundary issues. Like space. Mm-hmm. Like you have to tell her, like when you tell the little kids, like, this is my bubble and you have your bubble and we need to stay in our bubbles.
Yeah. So then she leaves. She goes to the bathroom or something. And then Paulo goes up to Teresa and he's like, hey, can you help me with some homework? And eventually she's at some point, she's like, really, you're still being a lazy ass? Like, you're still a lazy dumbass?
Yeah.
But then eventually she agrees to go to his house to help him with this assignment. Like,
but
to
do it together. Not without a price.
No. Well, because she doesn't name her price until she's walking away. Then she turns around. She's like, by the way, I need a new hard drive. So get on that.
Because also she's like, you know, that laptop you gave me, it's not even worth that much anymore. With all the work that I've helped you with, me sales debiendo. Like, you owe me.
And then she turns around. She's like, I need a new hard drive. So start working on that. He's like, oh, I will.
Okay.
Okay. Stupid Paolo.
Zero range, telling you. He never gets better.
No, no. You would think after some time of months of shooting, he would be better.
We're 25 episodes in, and he makes the same face for everything still.
Then we see Teresa calling Profe, and she's like, I can't make it to work because she has some schoolwork to do, which is true because she's going to go to Paolo's house. Then we see Johnny at the taller, at the shop, and Maria walks in. And he's like, oh, come on, we need to talk. And she's like, no, forget it. You still went to the memorial service, even though I asked you not to. I can't compete with the ghost.
Does she say that?
Yeah. No puedo competir con un fantasma.
Yeah, I remember her saying that, but I don't remember her saying that she was mad that he... Well, I guess that's what she was mad about last episode, so never mind.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but she also said that if any other girl was, like, wanting to be with him, that she could, like, you know, step... put them in their place, but she can't put Rosita's ghost in her place.
Right, yeah. And hence the competing with someone who's dead. But why is it a competition? That's my question.
Yeah, it's like, let him be sad and, you know.
It's a one-year thing to attend a memorial service. Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess it'd be different. He was always talking about her, but...
We don't know that he is.
That way. Yeah.
I think he just wanted to go to the memorial service, which I think it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we briefly see Aida and Genoveva. And again, they're talking about... Oh, no. They're not talking about Teresa. Aida's telling Genoveva that Paolo doesn't want to get married. And she's complaining about this. And then Genoveva's like, oh, he will marry you, blah, 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 blah. And then they, like, devise some plan between them.
Yeah. And I'm just like, how embarrassing that you have to... convince, or you have to get your boyfriend's mom's help to trick him into proposing to you,
right?
Like, that's embarrassing. Like, at that point, if I needed to do that, I would just leave and find someone that actually wanted to be with me. Like, come on.
Yeah, and this is the thing that Aida doesn't understand, that Paolo doesn't actually want to be with her.
Yeah, and he's like shown it so many times, time and time again.
After that, speaking of Paolo, we go to Paolo and Teresa, and she's there to help with his homework, right? So she walks in, and immediately he, like, kisses her forcefully. He grabs her face and kisses her.
Well, there's a little lead up. He's like, Teresa, you know that I've always loved you, and I still feel the same. And she's like, I know. And then he's like, oh, you're wearing the perfume that I gave you. And she's like, yeah, I still wear it all the time. And then he, like, leans in to try to kiss her. Well, he does. He grabs her face and, like...
Oh, you're okay. Yeah, you're right.
Because it's just the way you said it makes it seem... It's bad, it is. But you made it seem worse than it was.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen that way. It happens the way you said.
Yeah.
And then he... she pushes him off and slaps him. And she's like... Come on, you're still with Aida. And then he's like, oh, yeah, well, you're with that taxi guy. But she's not the one who tried to kiss him. So that doesn't make sense to say.
Why would you need to bring that up? She's not in the wrong.
Yeah. And then she randomly says that her and Mariana are not together anymore, even though they are.
Well, it's not random. She wants him to think that because her plan is for him to not listen to his mom and go his own way. Yeah.
So. And then get cut off.
Yeah.
Become poor.
This is her revenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she leaves him to do the assignment by himself.
No, she says she's going to send it to him later.
Oh, I thought
she's still going to do the assignment for him. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Then we briefly see Genoveva and Mayra, and this part literally doesn't matter. They're talking about menopause.
She's just complaining about being old and that Ruben looks better as he ages. And then Genoveva's just like reminiscing of, I don't know, their love or something.
What love? It's all been lies.
Of her unrequited love. No, Genoveva. As Mayra is talking Ruben and how it's not fair that he looks better with his ganas and stuff. And then Genoveva's like, yes, staring off into the distance, like, you know.
Yeah. Then we see Esperanza and Ruben, and he's trying to talk. They're like at a restaurant or something. He's trying to talk her into staying with him. She tells him she wants to enjoy her life. She wants kids. And he's like, what? Kids? Come on. Kids suck. Kids are just more of a problem as they get older. And all they do is get sick. Look at Pablito. Look at your little brother. And like, that is so messed up.
Yeah. And then he's also like, come on, I let you work. I let you go to that dumb funeral. It's like, oh my God, not memorial, I mean. And it's like, seriously, like you're still making her life seem like it means nothing. And that you're, you know what I mean? Like
you're like this blessing and she has everything because of you. And it's like, no,
like a gift or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he was God's gift to Esperanza. Esperanza tries to leave and he pulls her back and he's like, you know, I can't leave my wife when she's sick. And I was like, she's not sick.
She didn't look sick earlier.
Yeah, I don't think she's sick.
I bet that's the point of that scene, actually.
To see him say that?
Yeah. No, when we see Mayra and Genoveva with their pointless
powder, so that you see that she's not sick.
Like she's out and about chilling at the country club looking normal.
What he means by that is that she's going through menopause.
Right? Probably. That's probably what he means. Oh my God. I hate him.
Yep. Then we see Genoveva and Paulo, and she's telling him, oh, I want you to take over the family business or her business, whatever, when he graduates because she wants to retire. Yeah. And he's like, oh, sweet. I do want to start with a high paying job. It's like, yeah.
Does he even know how to do this job? That's my question. Because everything.
What the hell is he going to school for?
Well, he's in the same classes as Aida and Teresa, who are like pre-law, I guess.
Yeah, but that's not what Genoveva is. Genoveva is
a realtor.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
Whatever. I mean, he's rich and he can just get things handed to him, which is what's happening here.
Yeah, it is, literally.
Yeah. And then she's like, but I want you to get married. And he's like, oh, ¿qué?
Estoy joven todavía.
Ma, it's like when you tell a kid they need to go shower. Like, Ma, I showered 2 days ago.
I showered last week.
That's Paulo. Then we see Teresa and Doña Juana, and they're talking about how she needs a vacation, blah, blah, blah. Then Mariano walks in. He's like, I would love a little vacay with you.
Yeah, because Teresa's like, oh, I would love to go to Paris with Mariano. And then he's like, oh, my God, me too, as he walks in.
Then it's the next day. Mariano's at his school. And who do we suddenly see? He looks up and...
I knew it was going to be Aurora because of the way he was looking at her. It's like only novelas with people who are actually in love stare at each other this way. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, they're like intensely staring at each other. He's intensely staring at her as he sees her and then walks up to her. And then he's like, oh, te ves muy guapa.
Yeah, which I guess you look great. Because people don't just tell each other, you look so hot.
You look so sexy today. That Paris glow. Wow.
But it's basically what he tells her. Yeah. Which is so random.
Yeah.
But apparently she's been. Yeah. So she was in Paris these whole 3 years. That's why she was gone.
And she did start school over there.
Yes. Yeah. I thought.
Well, remember you said that she was like moving away. And I was like, no, it's a short trip. You were right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You convinced me, though, and I did believe it was going
to
be a short
trip. I thought it was a short trip, too, because I'm like, she has to come back for school.
But she went to school over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we go to Teresa and Profe, and she's just talking about love. And Profe's like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? And then dramatic music, we cut from that scene. So we don't see her answer yet.
But we know what she's going to say, because every time she gets a chance to pretend she's not with Mariano, she does.
Exactly.
She did it earlier.
Yeah, she's already done it once this episode. Mm-hmm. Then we got back to Aurora and Mariano, and they're just talking. Aurora asks about Pablito. They're catching up. And then I think they're like, oh, let's go get ice cream, like that one day we went to get ice cream.
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, they just go on and on about this time they went to get ice cream. And he's like, oh, yeah, that was fun. She's like, I always think about that when I was over there. And he's like, oh, so, really? Why?
Yeah, because wasn't Teresa there too?
When
they went
to
get ice cream all together.
Yeah, but they were like talking so much and like pretending she wasn't there. And ignoring her rude comment. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? And this is when they were talking like they were going to date because Teresa was not with Mariano. Then we go back to Profe and Teresa. And then she's like, no, I don't have a boyfriend. Lies.
And then is this also when she's like, pues tú conociste a Mariano. All the guys that want to date me from La Vecindad are like him. And it's like, seriously, you're with him, bitch. Like, she's always trashing him.
Yeah, Prof is like, why do you not have a boyfriend? She's like, well, you've met Mariano. You've seen what all the guys are like him, and he's trash. And all the guys at school don't give me the time of day because I'm poor. And then he's like, well, they're dumb. Whatever.
And it's just like another like flirty but non-flirting situation for them.
Yeah. Then we go to La Vecindad, and Pablito is so excited to see Aurora.
That's cute.
It is, yeah. He's so happy. Then we go to Aida, and she's at Paulo's, but he's not there yet. And then what does she see on the floor?
The earring.
Mm-hmm. Which we said was going to come into play, because she's like, I know this earring. I've seen it. And then she thinks about it.
And then she has a flashback to when she was bullying Teresa.
That same day, which honestly, she shouldn't have thought about it that hard. Like,
it was literally like that same day. Like, come on. Probably the next day.
Oh, you're right.
She goes, but still. Yeah.
Still. How often do you touch people's earrings and invade their space like that?
Knowing her, she probably does it all the time. That's why she can't remember.
I know, right? And then she asks the house servant, maid?
I don't know. Staff. Staff.
Staff. The house staff. If Teresa was there, she's like, I don't know. And she's like, ah, she's all mad.
Yeah.
Then we go back to Mariano and Aurora. And this is where she tells him she was studying in Paris the whole time. And then he tells her he's almost paid off the taxi. And then she's so excited for him.
She did. Yeah. It's his own taxi already. He paid it off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then she's so excited for him. And she's like, oh, my God, that means you're doing really well. And it's like, see the difference between her and Teresa.
That is what I wanted to point out. Yes.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
Mm-hmm. She's so supportive of him. I'm encouraging. And yeah, then,
what he's doing.
Yeah. And then Teresa's like, you're not doing anything to get us out of here. Me. Like, damn.
Me. Yeah. No chill.
Zero chill.
Then we go back to Profe and Teresa, and Profe is like, oh, I need your input on a gift for Luisa, and he's going to get her a whole ass apartment.
I'm sorry. Who gives people apartments? At this apparently point, I would be just like Teresa. I'd be like, oh, ustedes que sí pueden.
Ustedes que sí pueden, yeah.
Profe, can you give me a house?
And she agrees to help. Then Aurora wants to go visit Refugio. We see Refugio inside before Aurora walks in, and she falls over in pain. She's like clutching her chest. She
doubles over, and she's like,
yeah. And then at that moment is when Aurora walks in, and she tells her, oh, I'm just tired. But no, that's way more than just being tired.
Yeah.
How are you going to tell that to like a third year medical student?
It's like such a woman thing to do to
downplay your
pain. Yeah, your pain. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think more women die from heart attacks than men, because they feel their symptoms and then they're like, oh no, it's nothing. Oh, I'm just tired. And it's like a literal heart attack. And that's what Ifuki was doing.
Yeah. And it looks like she's having a heart attack, honestly.
Yeah. She does the
grabbing
your heart. Yeah.
And Aurora wants to go grab Mariano's equipment to check her blood pressure. And
she's like, no.
Yeah, begs her not to. And not to tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Then Arturo walks in and he tells them he's afraid for the future of the shop because
the owner's wife is sick from pollution or something. Her lungs, because of the bad air in the city. And they might have to move out into the country. And then Arturo is like, well, what's going to happen with my job if he sells El Taller?
Yes. Yeah, that. Then we go to Aida and Genoveva. And this is where Aida tells Genoveva that she found Teresa's earring. And Genoveva's like, you need to pretend you don't know. And then this is where they devise some sort of plan. They're like whispering to each other.
Yeah.
Because you see them talking, then it zooms out and you don't see what they're saying.
Yeah.
Then we see Paulo calling Teresa, and he's like, I've been thinking about you and about what you said. And I do want to become more independent from my mom. And Teresa's on the other line looking hella proud of herself. Like, yes, my plan is coming into fruition. It's
working.
And then we see Mariano and Teresa on the phone. Like, she hangs up the call with Paulo, and then Mariano's call comes in. And then he just tells her there's a surprise for her, but doesn't say more than that.
Yeah. She tells him that she can't see him because she has to do an assignment, like a group assignment. And then he's like, oh, that's fine. I know you're busy. I'm busy too, but don't worry. I'm planning a surprise for you.
Then we go to La Vecindad and Aurora is still there with Refugio. And she's like, Teresa doesn't come have lunch with you guys. And Refugio's like, no, no, she's busy. She never comes here to eat. And Aurora is shocked. And she's like, oh my gosh, if my mom was still here, I would eat lunch with her every day. And poor Refugio looks like she's going to cry after hearing this. Like,
yeah.
And then she tells Aurora that she can always come by.
Yeah, she's like, I know you live far from here, but, you know, if you ever want someone to talk to and have lunch with, you can come here. And it's like, it's a sweet moment because also I feel like nobody likes Refugio.
Yeah. Then we see Aida and Paulo, and this part isn't a whole lot important. They're just at the restaurant, and we're going to go back to them in a little bit.
Oh, does it they're cut from talking. The scene?
Yeah. We see them. They're talking about the assignment.
Well, they're talking about Teresa. Because Paulo's like, oh, Teresa's going to do the assignment for me. And I was thinking of paying her. And then Aida, because from the advice she got from Genoveva. Well,
does it happen here yet? I thought this is where they were just talking. And he's like, I can't go out with you on this day. And then she's like, that's fine. Oh. And he's like, oh, you're not jealous? You're not going to ask me why? And she's like, no, I
trust you. Oh, that's right.
And he's like,
oh, yeah, because that's the advice that she gets from Genoveva to just play it cool. Mm-hmm.
And then it's when we go back to them the next time, it's when they have the conversation about
Teresa. Okay.
Then we go to Profe and Teresa looking at apartments for Luisa. And they're already inside one because the realtor is late. So the apartment
the person portero. Let them in.
The portero, yeah. Which I don't know what that is in English. The person with the
I think it's like the manager.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a bell person or something.
Oh, like the doorman maybe? Maybe.
Yeah, like a, yeah. And then we see who the realtor is. It's Genoveva, of course, because nobody else knows anyone else.
And Teresa's looking out the window and she hears her. She's like, oh, fuck. She's like letting out all her facial expressions because, of course, when she turns back around, she has to put her bitch mode on.
Yeah. And then Genoveva is shocked to see Teresa and Teresa has her like evil bitch face on. Then we go back to Aida and Paulo. And this is where they're talking about Teresa helping him with an assignment, and she's like, oh, that's fine. And then she's like, you know what? Pay her double and have her do my
assignment. She can do mine too. Yeah. Then he's like, what? You're not jealous? And then she's like, no, something, whatever. Well, she was saying earlier about having more trust in him. And she's like, además, estamos ayudando a esa muerta de hambre.
Yeah, we're helping that poor bitch. I don't know.
That starving ass bitch.
Yeah, that's basically what Aida says. And then they're like, okay, let's get out of here. And Paulo tries to pay and none of his cards are working. And then Aida is like, oh, don't worry, I'll pay. Oh, no, we don't see them pay. We don't see
that's not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's just that his cards are not working. And then we zoom out of that scene or cut from that scene. And then we go to Genoveva, Teresa, and Profe. And he's like, okay, I want to buy this place. And she's like, you don't even know the price. And he's like, that doesn't matter. And she looks so mad.
Mm-hmm. Because she thinks that the profe is buying this place for Teresa. And it's like, wow, true. Way to assume things. You have zero idea what's actually happening. And then you're just making, it's like, you know.
Not even close to that. He's buying an apartment for his sister.
Yeah.
So then Profe tells Genoveva Teresa's going to handle the payment and stuff, and they leave. Profe tells Teresa, oh, I noticed some tension between you two. What was up with that? And then this is where Teresa tells him that is Paulo's mom. She accused her of being a gold digger, and then he dumped her for being poor at the wishes of her mom. And he's like, oh, that's so dumb. I would have not.
Like, I can't believe there's people like that. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. I'd do anything for you.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I know you're a different type of man. Just so more dumb flirting.
The little flirtationship they have going on that they don't want to admit is, or that he doesn't want to admit is happening, but she's very full on, you know, this is aware. What she wants. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we go back to Paulo and Aida. And I'm like, this must have been their plan to make Paulo financially dependent on Aida.
Oh, that was their plan.
Because then this is where we see Aida Payne, and then Pablo leaves ahead of her, and she's like still gathering things, and then her phone rings, and Genoveva's like, guess what? Profe's buying an apartment for Teresa, which is not true. So they're just going to spread more unnecessary lies.
Yep.
Then we go to El Taller, and a guy on a motorcycle drives in, and I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Didn't it seem to you, well, you know, when he gets off the bike and he's talking to Johnny, that he, didn't it seem like he liked Johnny?
Yeah, like he was trying to seduce Johnny.
It was very erotic.
It was. It was so weird.
I'm like, is that his friend? Is that a guy that likes him? Which I would have, you know, zero anything against. But I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah, because Johnny talks to him like he knows him. And then they convince Don Armando to let Johnny go on a motorcycle ride with him.
That's why, like, I thought he liked
another him. Seductive thing to do.
He's like, see, you can get anything you want.
It's so weird.
Okay, did you see Mariano? That seems like more your type.
Right, not Johnny. But then we go to Ruben being all pissy at some like place, and then Esperanza walks in. She's like, I'm sorry, I was running late. And he's like, I don't like it when you're late. And she's like, well, stop calling me.
What, they're meeting up again?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, stop meeting with him, Esperanza.
Ignore him. Yeah.
And so she tries to leave. She's like, I'm just here to tell you that you need to stop contacting me. And then he grabs her, and she tries to turn around at this point. Mm-hmm. And he grabs her to prevent her from leaving again.
Per usual. He's like,
how does me being married affect our
relationship? So I can't even dumb. That
sentence. How does me being married affect our relationship? What does it have to do with anything? Sir, what do you mean?
Sir, what do you mean? She already said she wants kids. She wants to get married. You can't give her that because you already have kids and you're already married, sir.
Exactly.
Damn.
And then he's like, you won't be the first person or the last person to be with a married man.
And then he's like, muchas quieren estar en tu lugar.
Yeah, many want to be in your place. So she's like, okay, well, go call let them. Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I'm like, good. So you have a plan. Okay. Call one of them instead of me.
Yeah. So she finally leaves. Then we go back to Aida and Genoveva talking on the phone. But I don't think anything important happens here.
She's just telling her, oh, tu hijo no pudo pagar como dijiste, whatever. They're talking about their little plot.
Oh, yeah. So this is where we learn that was the plan.
And then they're also talking about, oh, wait till he finds out that the profe is buying an apartment for Teresa. Is it the same too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then Genoveva's like, oh, but you can't say anything. I'm going to say something. Like, you have to act the role of, you know, the supportive partner. And I'm going to be the one who's going to be like, you know, on him about things. I'm like, really? This is the kind of relationship you want? Like, damn. Wow. I don't know.
Right? This is how you want to build. Couldn't be me. This is how you want to start your marriage?
With secrets and tricks and manipulation. Deceit.
Then we see the same seductive guy, Fito. That's his name.
His name is Fito.
Mm-hmm. Or nickname.
That's like the most unsexy nickname ever.
Hey, Fito. Yeah.
And Fito, namorate en tu moto.
Then we see him talking to Esperanza. And
he's being so aggressive.
Yeah, he's like, oh, come on, go out with me. You're just ignoring me.
And then he's like blocking her from, she's trying to go to the apartment. Yeah. And he's like physically getting in front of her and not letting her leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then Johnny walks up to them. And then she's like, no, I can't go out with you because I'm going to make dinner. And then he's like, oh, come on, we'll get tacos and I'll get them from everyone. Johnny's like behind Esperanza rubbing
his stomach. Yeah, tacos.
Tacos, yeah. And then she's like, no.
She tries to play it off. She's like, oh, con todo lo que Johnny come, like, no vas a poder. Like, you're not going to afford it from how much Johnny eats
so much, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, instead of being a good brother and realizing that his sister is uncomfortable yeah. from the advances of this man, he's like, no, go on with him. I'll help with dinner. It's like, now you want to help? Now?
Yeah. And then Esperanza looks so scared.
She's
in her face. Yeah. After that, we go to Teresa and Profe's house. And Luisa walks in and she's like, oh, there's someone here for you. Profe's face is like mad.
His mood changes and you can tell on his face. And then Teresa is like, oh, what? I already told everybody from La Ciudad que no me enfaden aquí, blah, blah, blah.
Like, no one here can visit me. And there's dramatic music playing and we cut from that scene after that.
We don't know who it is yet.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't learn. Then we go to Paloma and her cousin. And for once, they're not crying. She's not crying.
I've never seen Paloma this happy and sane and healthy and not delusional. Progress. 3-year glow up, I guess.
Then she's telling, so Paloma's telling her, oh, I'm going to start another foundation. And Florencia is like, you do so much for these kids. When are you having kids?
Mm-hmm.
I don't ask people when they're having kids. Okay. If they want to tell you, you know, that's fine. But there's different reasons, you know, you're just like being invasive and.
Yeah.
And so then Paloma's like, no, I'm not having kids without a partner and I'm never going to forget about Arturo. And so I can't have kids ever and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She is once again delusional.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Then.
I spoke too soon.
Yeah, you did. Then we go back to Profe's house and Teresa's there like, no, I have no idea who this might be. But then Aurora walks in and they're just so excited. And Profe is like relieved.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it in his face. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
And he's like, Teresa tells Aurora she's not off work yet. Profe's like, no, it's fine. Go. And then they leave. Yeah. And Luisa tells Profe,
she's like, what's wrong?
You seemed jealous there when I said someone is here for Teresa without saying who it was. And then when you saw that it was Aurora, you were relieved. And then she tells him to just admit that he likes Teresa. And
he's like, wow, fine, la amo. Without any, like, he just like, yes, I love her.
Not and like, I like her. Like,
no,
I he's like, love her.
And then he's like, and when she graduates, I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Without having been in a relationship, just by knowing her as a, not even colleague, as a student and.
Yeah. Well, like a employee.
Employee. Yeah.
That's called an employee.
I can't remember. And person who works for him.
And I mean, to be fair, they have been flirting this whole time. It's like a, you know. But yeah, still. But
it's still not a relationship. You can know. I don't want to sound judgmental, but like a lot of times the relationships that you get like married so fast, and I can't say that because I got married so fast, but
did
they
you?
Don't work out because you don't, I mean.
Wasn't it like over a year? You were together?
I mean, to some a year would be like not.
Well, how long were you guys together before you got married? Wasn't it like 2 years?
Oh, you know what? You're right. You're right.
I was like, what are you even talking about? That's like a usually
we were just engaged
typical for, time.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. So not me. I'm going to scratch all that. But some people just like Prof is doing here, just get married without having to know the person. Like,
yeah. You know? Yeah.
And when he says this, the episode ends.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I wonder how many more episodes until she finishes school.
I feel like it can't be too far from now.
Same, because things are happening. But but then again, there's 150 episodes.
Yep.
When should we switch novelas?
I don't know. I feel like we should watch like 5 episodes and then just talk about the main stuff that happened.
The description is suddenly going to say Teresa episode 25 through 30.
It's the only way to get through this.
Yeah.
I had to finish Cecil Hotel and then I won't start any other show.
Yeah, let's try it. But yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
Bye.